From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. It's time now for your letters. My interview yesterday with Congressman Paul Ryan had many of you pounding on your keyboards. I asked the Wisconsin Republican if he agreed with his leadership that the health care debate needed to be restarted from scratch.
If you really want bipartisanship, then you got to have collaboration from the beginning. That never occurred last year. So if you do want bipartisanship, that means the party in power has to be willing to collaborate with a minority party. We have yet to see that to this moment, and hopefully we could see that if we start over and put our heads together and come up with a good plan.
That did not sit well with many of you, including Dennis Fawcett of Columbus, Mississippi. He writes, "I'm so tired of hearing Republicans assert that they've been totally excluded from the process of developing a health care plan. The Senate Gang of Six spent months trying to reach a compromise that worked for even the most moderate Senate Republicans and came up with nothing."
Ben Austin of Brooklyn, New York, had this to say about Congressman Ryan's plan to essentially convert Medicare for younger Americans into a private marketplace for health insurance. He writes, "With all due respect, my family has transferred more than enough of our hard-earned wages to health insurance companies over recent years, all for weaker benefits, higher co-pays, 7 deductibles at last count, and maximum payouts that mean we aren't receiving much for our money anyway. If this is the Republican plan, perhaps it is the GOP that needs to start from scratch."
Now to the weather. And many of you have had it with our coverage of the snow that paralyzed Washington and much of the Mid-Atlantic this week. Helen Rasmussen of Portland, Maine has had it too, but for a different reason. She writes, "While I do sympathize with the difficulties you're having in the capital area, we in New England are having difficulties too. It is our snow and you have it." Rasmussen points out that they've gotten far less snowfall this year than normal. And she says, "I depend on that snow to insulate the dormant flowers in my front yard, to reflect the sunshine back at me during the shorter days, and even to keep too many cars from parking on my street. So since you do not seem to need it, send it this way, please."
Oh, Ms. Rasmussen, we would if we could. You can still send us your thoughts at npr.org. Click on Contact Us at the bottom of the page.